If you will, turn with me to Philippians. Amen. Chapter 4. Glory to God. Got to get my glasses out because I ain't young as I used to be. Amen. But Philippians chapter 4 and we're going to begin reading at verse 11. Amen. Philippians chapter 4 and we're going to start at verse 11. Amen. You have it, say amen. Amen. It says, not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to abase and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things, I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengthens me. And verse 19 says, But my God shall supply all your needs according to his riches in glory by Christ Jesus. But my God shall supply. He will do it. All your needs according to his riches in glory. We just like to use for a subject this morning. One that says, God knows what you need. God knows what you need. Hallelujah. Well, what do you need this morning? Whatever it is, guess what? God got it. Hallelujah. I say, whatever you need this morning, God got it. If you need healing, God got it. If you need delivering, God got it. If you need peace of mind, God got it. If you're depressed, God got it. If you're in some kind of trouble, God got it. If you are lost and don't know him, God got it. If you're confused this morning, God got it. You see, all God wants to do is for you to trust him. He just wants you to trust him. He wants you to believe in him. He wants you to give it to him. Amen. Whatever you're going through, whatever you're going through at this moment, he wants to fix it for you. Hallelujah. So I found out that people will trust everything but God. Amen. They'll trust everything but God. They trust the doctor. We trust the lawyers. We trust the government. We trust the banker. We trust people that we invest our money with. We trust our boss on the job. But you don't find too many people that totally trust God. When God is your only source. Hallelujah. When God is your only source, he's the only one that you can depend on. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I say he's the only one that you can depend on. God knows what you need. Now, God just wants you to trust him. You see, God is trying to get something to you. He's trying to bless you. You see, God wants to prove himself. He wants to prove himself to you. God wants to show you what he can do for you. Amen. God wants to lay his blessings on you. Amen. He wants you to be blessed when you go out. He wants you to be blessed when you come in. He wants people to look at you and they'll know that you are blessed. Hallelujah. But for God to bless you, guess what? He got some guidelines. Amen. God got some guidelines that he wants you to go through. Amen. And this is one of his guidelines. Malachi 3:10. Amen. This is one of God's guidelines. He says, bring ye all the tithe into the storehouse, that there may be meat in my house. And prove me now with herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the window of heaven and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. Hallelujah. God want to prove himself to you. Hallelujah. God knows what you need.